One of the most essential aspects of CIA and Pentagon operations is secrecy. But with the elaborate details shown in the upcoming movie Zero Dark Thirty about the Osama bin Laden raid, is too much being given away?
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden? Yeah. What part convinced you? Her confidence.
Zero Dark Thirty out next weekend. There's also the recent book from one of the Navy SEALs involved in that raid. It's called No Easy Day. Let's go live tonight to military writer John Narmi. His book is called SEAL Team 6, Bin Laden and Beyond. And John, thanks a lot for taking a little time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me this evening. I appreciate it very much.
Has too much been revealed about special operations in your view?
I think the answer is, in general, yes. And the controversy about this movie is the access to the Navy SEALs, the timing of it, as well as whether or not too much has been revealed or not. But this past week, we had a Navy SEAL Team 6 member killed in action on a Rescue May raid. This makes the 17th member of Navy SEAL Team 6 that has been killed since they took out Osama bin Laden. So retribution is definitely in the cards, and we compromise security when we do things like this.
So you think we're jeopardizing operations potentially by having these movies made, these books written?
I think that just some of the tactics that are involved, this one is going to also involve controversy about enhanced interrogation, and that will create quite a firestorm. But No Easy Day, the book that was published, as well as others, have gone into more detail than I went into in my book, which was more about human emotions and the toll and of war and that type of thing there. So we just don't want to give our enemy any more than what we need to give them through our actions. And they've been observing us for 10 years, so they have a pretty fair idea of what we're doing anyway.
People in Hollywood, people who make movies and television shows for decades now, a long time, they've wanted this kind of information so they can make their programs as authentic as possible. But it hasn't been available until recently. Am I right in that statement?
That is generally correct. The Defense Department used Hollywood in a partnership during World War II. There's no doubt about that. The ironic thing about this film is that it was in the can prior to the taking out of bin Laden. And so they had to hastily rewrite the movie and do a lot of refilming, and then that leads to the question of if it was already in the can, and the president has a lot of Hollywood ties, were the beans spilled about SEAL Team 6 prematurely? Was there too much enthusiasm? Was there gratuity involved? I mean, who knows? We just don't know these things. But shortly after SEAL Team 6 was exposed, 2 months later, a helicopter was lured into a trap. 16 members of SEAL Team 6 were on board, and they were killed in the crash.
Well, SEAL Team 6 has been involved in pushing out some of this information, too, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't there a movie made in the past couple of years in which they cooperated? Actual SEALs were featured in the movie.
That is correct. Originally, it was going to be a recruiting video by the Navy for the Navy and for SEALs, and then it morphed into a movie, and they were given a great deal of access to SEAL Team 6 training procedures and the like. So, again, that was, in my opinion, another faux pas as far as letting them get too close to the scene, letting them get too exposed and that type of thing.
Well, you know, what I was getting at in a couple of questions ago is what has changed? Why is it somewhat easier to get people involved in these delicate operations to talk, whether they are the men right on the ground doing this work, very dangerous work, or their bosses?
I think it's a question of one of two things. One is a release of pressure, people venting, if you will. The other is the fame, notoriety, and possible money that is involved. Although the author of No Easy Day dedicated his royalties to the Navy SEAL Foundation and the Wounded Warrior Project, as I have done with mine. However, both of those organizations refused to accept any royalty income from him because they were so upset and dismayed by the book that he would do that.
So is the genie out of the bottle here? Can we put it back?
I think we can put it back in the bottle. You know, there are alternatives. Currently, all the Navy SEAL training takes place in San Diego, and we have a set of teams on the East Coast and a set of teams on the West Coast. it might be that down the road, perhaps even under a different administration, that these types of operations are moved out of the limelight. We have bases that we're developing in Australia. We have bases in the Pacific still. We could go to very remote locations if it absolutely becomes necessary, because special forces are being ramped up from 60,000 currently, which is up from 40,000 just about 5 years ago, to 100,000. So as the military is scaling back, special forces is really ramping up, because with the drone technology, as well as the strategic surgical strike of special forces, I think what you're going to see are these people used more and more and more all the time.
I have to say goodbye, John. Thank you for your time. But before we go, will you be at the movie theater next weekend or sometime soon to see Zero Dark Thirty?
I think this is going to be a very interesting movie. I think it's probably going to sell a lot of tickets. And speaking of selling, can we mention that my book is available at Amazon.com and NarmiNovels.com, and all royalties are going to the Wounded Warriors and Navy SEALs.
John Narmi, author of SEAL Team 6, Bin Laden and Beyond, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.